One fine day, up in the Kailasas, Shiva is sitting with his Ganas, Nandi, Veerabhadra, Bhringi, and Chandeshwara, and also a few sages who have come to visit him. And they are seriously discussing about the problems that the mortal human beings are facing down in the Bhuloka. They were in a serious discussion about how to help the people down in the Bhuloka. And there comes Ganapati, ambling around slowly with his trunk swaying to and fro, with the Motichur Laddu in one hand and with a few Modaks in the other hand. And he straightly comes and stands near Shiva. Ganapati is the only one who doesn't need permission to enter anywhere in Kailasa. He can go and meet Shiva when he is in serious discussion. He can go and talk to Parvati, his mother, when she is busy with some other matters. He can go up to his brother Kartikeya too and disturb him when he is doing something very seriously. Shiva looks at his son and thinks to himself, "Oh, my adorable child. Every time I see him, he is either eating something or he is busy chewing something. I have told Parvati so many times to send him out to play, but he is stuck like a glue to her, permanently attached at her hip, eating the whole day. I wish this child would run and play a little so that he becomes a little more active. I have never seen him stop chewing or I have never seen him empty-handed." But then even Shiva knew that he couldn't say anything to Ganapati. There was nothing that was denied to Ganapati. Whatever his wish was, it was a command for everybody in Kailasa. Ganapati looks up at Shiva and tells him, "Appa, every time I see you, you are covered in this basma. You are called Basmeshwara for this. And you are always dressed like this, like a hunter in a loin cloth. And you have a trishul, a damru. Your hair is not combed properly. You have Ganga on top of your head. You have adorned your top knot with Chandra, the moon, on top. And you have that Naga on your neck. Everybody wears heavy, heavy, beautiful gold chains. And you wear those Rudraksh malas and this Naga around your neck. Amma is so beautiful. Why are you dressed like this? I have never seen you without all this extra things on your body." And he gives his appa Shiva a dirty frown. Shiva is so amused at this comment because he has never thought about how he dresses. His appearance is one of his least worries. And he laughs. And when he laughs, his Ganas, Nandi, Bhringi, Veerabhadra and Chandeshwara also burst out laughing. But then he pats Ganapati on his back, hugs him, takes him on his lap and tells him, "Okay, fine. Tomorrow morning, I will wake you up and you will see me in my true form." Ganapati looks up at Shiva and asks him, "Are you sure you will show me your true colors and your really good-looking face?" Shiva tells him, "Yes, I promise. Tomorrow morning, you will see how I actually look." Ganesha gets down from Shiva's lap and runs away thinking to himself, "Yes, how will Appa actually look? No way is he a match for my beautiful Amma. Amma is so beautiful. She's the most beautiful woman in the whole world." And true to his word, next day morning, Shiva wakes up Ganapati. It is early in the morning and Ganapati, as usual, refuses to wake up. He opens one eye, looks up at Shiva and tells him, "Appa, appa, appa, please, 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 5 minutes, 5 minutes more, 5 minutes more, 5 minutes more." But Shiva tells him, "I promised you yesterday and you too told me that you want to see me in my true form. Come." With a lot of difficulty, Ganapati pushes aside the blankets, ambles down from the bed and holds Shiva's hands. And off they go to the chilly Manasarovara lake for Shiva to have his first dip before the sun rises. And along with Shiva come his four faithful Ganas and a few sages who were visiting him and who had come for a discussion with Shiva. And also there were Brahma and Vishnu. Shiva goes near the banks of the river Manasarovara. He goes to the deepest end. But before he goes, he tells Ganapati, "Sit on this rock here. I will have my bath and come. Don't step into the chilly waters or your mother will not allow me to enter the palace again." Ganapati sleepily dozes off on the rock, waiting for his appa to come from his bath. Shiva takes the customary 3 dips in the icy, cold, chilly waters of the Manasarovara and comes out of the river. He comes out of the river and he calls out to his son, "Ganapati, look, look at me now." And Ganapati looks up and he looks up to see the most handsome man that he has ever laid his eyes on. Shiva's whole body is shining. It has got a strange shine to it. And his long hair, which he usually puts into a top knot, is beautifully swaying in the breeze, freshly washed. There is no bhasma on his body. There is no Rudraksh on his body. There is no Naga on his throat. There is no Chandra on his adorning his top knot. And the sun is blazing behind him, giving him a very beautiful golden glow. Ganapati looks up at his father in wonder and he thinks to himself, no wonder people say that Amma had fallen in love with Appa seeing his beauty. Oh my God, Appa is so beautiful. And then Shiva asks Ganapati. Are you happy, Ganapati? Shall I be like this only? But Ganapati, in a soft voice, slowly tells him, Appa, no. Go, smear your body with ash. Adorn yourself with those Rudraksh malas and wear that hunter's loin cloth and put that naga around your neck and put Chandra on top of your matted top knot. It's okay. Shiva laughs at him. Why? You were the one who just told me that I should be like this. No, Ganesha whispers slowly so that only Shiva could hear. No, Appa, if you come out like this, no one will look at my beautiful mother. You are beautiful, but my Amma is the Param Sundari.